Obviously, we have a lot of strange things going on. The last 2 weeks have been probably the strangest 2 weeks of any of our lives, likely, at least in terms of our society. Last week, we discussed the importance of the benefits of prayer and the importance of making sure that we keep the thankfulness in our minds. And I appreciate Joe leading that hymn, Counting Our Many Blessings, that even in the what we might consider the worst of times, we still have great and abundant blessings. And we are certainly blessed to be here during this period of time rather than perhaps in other places that in this world that are struggling mightily with everything that's going on. And so we certainly do have a lot to be thankful for. I was reading an article a couple of days ago by Jim Daly, not the golfer, John Daly, Jim Daly. Somebody different, who's a religious individual, and he wrote an opinion piece, and the reason it caught my eye was it was entitled, Where is God During the Pandemic? And I imagine that there are probably a large amount of people who wonder that, perhaps even religious people who have asked themselves that question. His article was a good article, but one of the things he mentioned was a hymn. He says, back in the 1600s, there was a Lutheran German pastor named Martin Rinkort. He found himself ministering in the midst of horrendous famine and disease. At one point, he was the only minister left in his town and conducted up to 50 funerals in a single day. Yet the world may never have remembered Rinkort if not for him writing a well-known hymn in English, as it's called, Now Thank We All Our God. And I think it's interesting because there's a large number of our hymns. Be still my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. There's a large number of our hymns that have been written in the midst of despair. Okay, there's hymns that are written out, and they're not hymns of despair. They're not hymns of sadness, but rather they're hymns of remembering perspective and of remembering that there is a focus and an understanding on serving God, even and especially in times of hardship. And I thought this verse these words were interesting given the parallel situation we face ourselves. He says, Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath blessed us on our way, with countless gifts of love and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us, with every joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us in his grace and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God, the Father now be given, the Son and Him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one eternal God whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore. Well, that was very applicable given the current situation that we face and given the fact that this was written in a very similar, in fact, you could say, 50 funerals a day, even a worse situation, at least in terms of death. And because of times like this, and because of situations like it is well with my soul, and now we thank thee, our God, it brings to my mind the example of Job. And we remember Job's example. James brings him up in James chapter 5. He says, remember the patience of Job and the perseverance that he had. And of course, we remember Job's words after he heard about everything that had happened to his children, to his livestock. He says in Job chapter 1 and in verse 21, Naked I came from my mother's womb, naked shall I return there. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then in chapter 2, when his wife is tempting him in essence to curse God and die, he says, Shall we accept good from God, but not adversity? And then as we mentioned last week in Job chapter 23 and in verse 10, Job answers his friend and says, God knows, he knows, the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way and not turned aside. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. The writer of that article I was mentioning, Where is God During the Coronavirus Pandemic? He goes on to mention C.S. Lewis and how that the English writer attempted to tackle the theological and philosophical conundrum of God's role in suffering in many of his writings, but especially in his book, The Problem of Pain. He posed the question somewhat differently, though, when he asked rhetorically, the real problem is not why some pious, humble, believing people suffer, but why some do not. The answer to that question is easy. We don't know. But we know that the suffering is a bit like exercise. It either makes us weaker or stronger. It doesn't leave us the same. When the coronavirus crisis passes, and it will, the question will be whether we're stronger or weaker for having endured it. And ultimately, and of course we're not, probably most of us maybe aren't able to go to work or maybe encounter our neighbors as much as we were, but especially in this time situation, if people ask themselves or ask us, well, why won't God just snap his fingers and make it all go away? Well, let's remember what the ultimate lesson of Job was. And as far as we know, Job was never told why God allowed those things to happen. But what we do see is that Job was made stronger for it. It made him more appreciative, certainly. It made him remember his priorities. And it reminded him that I don't need a reason why. That in the end, this is not, it's not a cop-out. It's not letting God off the hook. God has presented us the means to endure, whether that's persecution, trials of life, and certainly this virus counts as part of that. So let's make sure we continue steadfast in service to God. And Lord willing, we'll continue to be able to meet as we are this morning, but even if we're not able, that we don't forget to put our attention and our focus on God every day, especially the Lord's day, but every day, especially given the fact that all of this is going to test us, and it's going to test our friends. It's going to test perhaps how we respond to them. So let's maintain our faith and let's put our hope and trust in God, knowing that no matter what happens in this life, God is going to take care of us. That's the lesson for you this morning. We offer an invitation to those who are not Christians to be baptized for the remission of your sins, to be added to the body that belongs to Christ, and to have that hope of eternal salvation no matter what virus may come in this life. Those of us who are Christians, if you need help, if you need encouragement, come forward as we stand and sing.